Welcome. I'm Victoria Schneps, president of Schneps Media. And today we have a powerlifter man who has really achieved great success. I call him a hometown hero because Dr. Edward Bonnieu is the president of Suffolk Community College. And he went away from home, going to Wake Forest College and then working for 25 years in Gainesville, Florida. And then the COVID hits and he comes back home. Now living in Wading River, had a great career, having won a Fulbright scholarship. And I'm fascinated to hear about Stephen Sondheim being part of your study. What a genius he was. And so we are delighted to welcome you.
Thank you, Vicki. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, I know that you came in at a very challenging time, but I felt that, you were the most prepared because of your growing up in Suffolk to be able to lead this school through the COVID. What were your roots growing up like that, your trajectory has all been upward?
I am a Long Island homeboy, born and raised in right here in Suffolk County. My parents were teachers in the Sachem schools. My sister is just recently retired as a teacher herself, also right here in Suffolk County. I went to Ward Melville High School in Setauket. And then I went away to college. I worked in Washington, D.C. for a while, went to graduate school in Chapel Hill, and then our careers took us to Florida. In 2020, a friend in the SUNY system let me know that SUNY Suffolk, here at Suffolk Community College, had a vacancy and they were seeking a president who had familiarity with Suffolk County, with the way of life that we have here in Suffolk County. And so I threw my hat into the ring. I was competitive and I got the job. And that was nearly 5 years ago now, Vicki. So I started in the summer of 21. I came in, you remember the summer of 21, we were just coming out of COVID. So we created a plan to safely bring all of our students back on campus, bring all of our employees back on campus. And since then, the college has expanded over 10% in terms of enrollment. We've gained back a lot of enrollment. We've expanded our programs and our facilities, and we have a lot more work to do. So I look forward to talking about all of that.
So, today, with shrinking enrollments at many schools across the country, you have seen growth. What do you attribute that to?
I attribute it to several things. First of all, we have a little bit of pent-up demand for some workforce training and college education. During COVID in 2021, not everybody wanted to, come to a college campus, whether they felt safe or people were questioning the value of college. But right now at Suffolk, we're trying to show that there's lots of different pathways to economic success. Some of them are traditional. You can do 2 years at community college and then transfer to a four-year program. That could be at one of our Long Island partner institutions like Stony Brook or Farmingdale or St. Joseph. But there's also many pathways to the middle class. They could be through short-term certificates where you could be in college for 6 months, 9 months, and go in straight into a full-time job with benefits in a hospital, in an IT company, in manufacturing, in the automotive sector. And so we've really tried to emphasize that we are an economic driver, that we provide not only college education, but also workforce education. And I think that's led to a lot of our enrollment growth.
That's really interesting that you do offer those, what often thought of as community education certificates in various fields. What are you finding that, this is your fifth year there. What have you found to be your successes? What are your challenges? And what are your hopes for the future?
One of the things we realized early on is that there's tremendous interest in health sciences. Now, nursing is a flagship program for all community colleges, but there are many ways in which people can get involved with healthcare. And Vicki, I don't know if you know this, nearly a third of Long Island's economic activity is related in some way to healthcare.
Yes.
So whether it's partly our aging population, whether it's that, we all have a great access to healthcare, whether involved with medical records, with hospital administration, with some area of patient care, it's a huge economic driver for Long Island. So we've tried to ramp up the healthcare programs that we have. We've instituted a new degree program in surgical technology. These are the folks who assist surgeons in the operating room. We've also ramped up short-term certificates that give people kind of entry-level credentials coming into healthcare. So to be a medical assistant, the person who meets you at the door at the doctor's office, a nursing assistant, a phlebotomist, the people who do blood draws, these are short-term credentials that lead to full-time jobs in healthcare. And they can really provide stepping stones from a short-term certificate into a two-year degree. That's helping us to drive a lot of enrollment. At the same time, cybersecurity has been a big growing area. We're all familiar with unfortunately, the cyber hack that occurred some years ago in Suffolk County. That happened to coincide with the development and expansion of our cybersecurity program. We had an earmark from Congressman Lee Zeldin at the time to help expand our cybersecurity program, and we're now offering that on both our Brentwood campus and our Selden campus. We're also expanding our automotive program, and here on Long Island, we are a commuting population. We live in our cars. We're grateful for the mass transit we have, but we're still really dependent on our cars. And so we have expanded our automotive program from the Selden campus, and just this semester, we're having a groundbreaking on the new automotive technology program at our Brentwood campus. So we'll be doubling the size of that program. So we're expanding programs, expanding enrollment, focusing not only on our transfer mission, but on our workforce and economic development mission too.
How do you see technology training in those fields going? Is that also part of the curriculum?
It is. I think that in the same way that there's sort of a scaffold of technology training, we can also identify short-term industry credentials, what we sometimes call micro-credentials, that can lead into a degree program. Sometimes people get quite a bit of on-the-job training. They can earn certifications, say in Excel, or they can earn certifications in network services. When students do that, we can then find equivalencies that give those students advanced standing in an academic degree. And so there's still a huge demand out there for IT services, and I'm happy that we're part of the capacity for meeting that demand.
So people may not realize that you actually have three full-blown college campuses in Suffolk.
That's
One
right.
Riverhead, Selden, and Brentwood.
That's right.
So could you share with us what's life like at each of the different campuses? Do they have a different thrust or do they teach similar things?
Sure. The historical home of the college is the one that's in the middle, smack dab in the middle of Suffolk County. It's the Ammerman campus in Selden, right off Nichols Road. It's our largest campus. It serves just over 10,000 students per semester, and it's a very comprehensive campus. Lots of arts and sciences programs. It's the campus where we offer the most transfer-oriented kinds of programming. So if a student came to us and said, "Well, I really want to transfer to Stony Brook and become an engineer," they could get all of their calculus and physics, all of their hard science courses most easily here at the Selden campus. Brentwood is our second largest campus in western Suffolk County. It has a little bit more of a workforce kind of orientation. It's in Brentwood where we have our Advanced Manufacturing Training Center, where we offer welding, CNC machining, industrial maintenance, air conditioning, also some of allied health programs, including occupational therapy assisting, veterinary assisting, addiction studies technology, and we offer nursing, some kind of nursing on all three campuses. And then backtracking to the east, Vicki, in Riverhead, it's our smallest campus and our newest campus, about 15, 20 years old now, and it serves only about 3,500 students per semester, credit and non-credit students. It is a general services campus, serves lots of transfer students. It's also a place where we have our Culinary Institute, where we
On
offer
Main Street. Is it still
on
on Main Street?
that's right, in Main
Okay.
Street in downtown Riverhead. It offers our culinary program, our baking program. And so if we have students who are interested in becoming an executive chef, students who want to open a bakery or work as a pastry chef, they can get that expertise at our Culinary Institute for far less money than it would cost to go to CIA or Johnson and Wales or one of the very expensive culinary training institutes. We offer that here at Suffolk for a fraction of the cost.
Well, I think you've got to roar that because that is such a huge field. I don't know if we ever did a count of small businesses, what numbers, big numbers go into the restaurant industry. And sadly, with the crazy stuff going on with immigration now, many positions are going to want to be filled, because they're losing people. And I think that this is a great opportunity for young people today, or even are you able to put, you're doing this SUNY scholarship. Talk a little bit about it. It's really extraordinary for adults.
Sure. One of the things that SUNY rolled out just this year in the fall of 25 is a program called SUNY Reconnect. And the idea is that we can reconnect adult students between the ages of 25 and 55 with a college education. If a student has never earned a college degree and they're an adult, they can be eligible for free tuition in a limited number of programs where the state has identified a critical need. But these are largely the programs we've been talking about. They're in IT, they're in health sciences, they're in education, because there are some regions of the state where we're close to having a teacher shortage. They're in areas related to engineering, and there are some others as well, but those are the big ones. Right now, Vicki, we have about 820 adult students attending Suffolk Community College for free, because
Remarkable.
Right. And it's not part of federal financial aid. It's part of this state Reconnect program sponsored by SUNY. And we think it's a tremendous benefit for the adult student who wants to get back in school.
I think it's an extraordinary opportunity. And I'd like to, we'll make sure to do a story about it because I really believe that many people would love that degree. It made a
Absolutely.
difference in their lives. But, okay, you're a Long Island man who has studied Stephen Sondheim. How did that come to be?
I had a couple really extraordinary opportunities early in my career. I was on a research track. I worked for 1 year at the Folger Shakespeare Library in Washington, D.C. And when I was doing research work coming out of graduate school, I had written some articles on Shakespeare and early modern drama. And also, I was interested in modern drama and the serious modern musical. And one of those was an article that I wrote on Sunday in the Park with George, one of Sondheim's best-known musicals. And I suppose that's natural in a way for Long Island kids, right? I grew up, my parents always had the stereo on playing original Broadway cast albums, including a lot by Sondheim. And I maintained that interest over the years. And I even did a little research on it. That's how that came about.
Well, he's one of the geniuses of our times. And I was fortunate enough to be in the audience at his last performance just before he died.
Is that right?
And
Wow.
the people, it was a standing ovation and they couldn't sit down for the applause was so roaring through the theater, but well deserved. But
He's a
it was really.
giant, and he really transformed, as you know, he really transformed the serious American musical away from just being, a Rodgers and Hammerstein musical into something that was kind of something that's a little bit more serious expression of drama.
Well, I did something. My son was, I guess at the time, he was in junior high, and I wanted to see Sondheim's Sunday in the Park. And I brought him, and I said, I'll take you to Mickey Mantle's for lunch, but you first have to go to the theater with me for that. Well, he went to the theater, and he hated it so much, he never went back for about 20 years.
Oh, that should have been a win-win. Mickey Mantle's for lunch and Sunday in the Park
I
with
must admit,
George. Yeah.
that was much more of a, I don't know if you call it poetry, but the kind of script was not the standard musical that you would see. And nothing is standard about Stephen Sondheim's work.
So,
Exactly. I just.
And it's why it continues to be revived. I mean, it's fascinating to me. We've now they've made movies of Into the Woods and not Sunday in the Park, but Sweeney Todd, for example, and they
Yes.
continue to be revived because I think people continue to find them relevant.
So tell me, what you've achieved such success, coming from a small town and going out into Gainesville and then coming back and being the leader of such an important institution to our region. What would you give people advice to secrets of success?
Well, thank you for saying that. I am proud of what we've accomplished at Suffolk. Your listeners may or may not know, Vicky, that SUNY Suffolk Community College serves, our impact is over 30,000 students per year. 30,000 students per year. And that's a mix of traditional students who come to us while they're still in high school, workforce students, even English language students. As you know, we have so many new Americans on Long Island, and part of what they need to be successful is English language, and we have thousands of students enrolled in those classes. So I'm very proud of everything that we're doing, all the good work that we're doing at Suffolk right now. I think I would say my goal is that the college I lead will be of service, will meet our community where it is and try to figure out how to help build that community up. So, in the sense that, look, when I meet with hospital CEOs, Vicky, they tell me, I ask, what do you need? And they tell me, well, we need more nurses. We're working to expand our nursing enrollment by 20% this year.
Oh my.
So, nurse education is always a bit of a bottleneck in higher education. We're working on ways that we can fix that by expanding capacity. We're going to expand our nursing enrollment by 20%. Manufacturing on Long Island. Our friends at all the, we don't really have Grumman anymore. That's one of the things that's changed since I grew up here is we don't have Grumman, but we have so many manufacturers who are kind of the next generation of specialty manufacturers. Many involved with defense manufacturing, some involved with medical device manufacturing or other specialty areas. They tell me that they need more machinists. More welders, more folks to do maintenance on their assembly lines or their equipment. And so we're trying to ramp up the training that we provide in those areas. Right now, Vicky, we have a contract with the US Navy. The Navy has provided us with $5 million to offer scholarships to any student who is interested in being a welder or a machinist to learn CNC machining. If that student will make a commitment to working for a defense manufacturer after they graduate, if they're willing to make that commitment, we can extend a scholarship to those students for free. So those are kinds of examples of the ways in which I want my version of leadership is the notion that we're here to serve, and that's a and it's a vertical orientation, whether a student needs English language training, workforce training, the first 2 years of university education. That's what we're here to do as community college educators.
Well, it sounds to me like you listen.
I hope so. I hope so. Thank you.
You are listening to, and that's a big secret to success, I believe, is listening and learning what is needed. And so, the whole idea of listening and creating programs where you see the need.
Right,
I mean,
exactly.
it's so basic. Well, I am so thrilled to have had this time with Dr. Edward Bonihue, who is a Long Islander in his blood, an
There you
educator.
go.
And is contributing to our wonderful Suffolk County Community College in ways that have never been done before. So I am so proud to talk with you today. Continued great success on your 5th anniversary
Thank
leading
you.
the Suffolk Community College. Until next time, this is Victoria Schnepp signing off. Bye now.